get preoccupied with the machine, okay?
Yes. All right, George. We will start now on our little discussion of Jive here for the nice old ladies and gentlemen of Santa Barbara.
Hey, Randy.
Jive is a group of community representatives.
Oh, nice. Okay.
We just said eat me on the air.
Best place.
This is eat me on the air.
Eat the press. Are you guys ready to start?
Well, up yours,
Up yours, Phil.
Barb.
You fellows are two of the three executive officers of the Associated Students of UCSB. How much does, or how much do you think the Associated Students, your legislative body, represents the students' feelings at the current time on campus?
I think we do a very adequate job representing the students' opinion. We have a representative council of over 15 members who represent the various communal aspects of the campus, according to Living Unit. And I think our past record has more than adequately demonstrated that we have the support of most of the students on campus.
Does this include the support of the Black, Chicano, Oriental students, the SDS members who are now bringing their demands and their requests before the chancellor of the administration?
Well, Mike, it's a difficult thing to represent all the facets of the community. There is a Black student on council. I know there are a couple of members of
United Mexican.
One Black student on
council.
Is that
sort of a token thing?
No, it's not. One person ran, one person won. It's selected by the whole student body at large. Next year, United Mexican American students plan to run a few people for office, which shows some faith they have in the whole organization as a whole, since they plan to be involved in it quite a bit next year. Like I said, you can't represent every group on campus. We make the attempt, and the students in the community make the attempt, just by electing people of different varieties.
What is the Associated Students as a as an official organization of the, or representative organization of the students, what are you doing, taking part in these current discussions that are going on, trying to settle some of the problems that are going on the UCSB campus?
Well, we aren't taking part in the discussions with the chancellor right now. However, he will, work with us later. We have presented a similar list of goals to the chancellor that we would like to see accomplished. And we are presently working toward the fulfillment of those goals.
Don't you think you should be taking a part in those discussions?
Well, Mike, I think the way the chancellor hopes to work it out is we've been talking to UMass and BSU and the United Front as a whole. He has been talking to them. I think before he takes any action in the future, I would imagine he will consult with us as the representative body of the students.
Well, I guess the next logical question is, how much do you think the attitudes of members of the United Front, which is SDS, Students for Democratic Society, BSU, the Black Students Union, UMass, United Mexican American Students, and I guess some students from Oriental Concern, too. How much do you think these attitudes represent the attitudes of, let's not say a majority, but any number of the student body?
Well, here, Mike, you've got to separate certain types of attitudes, attitudes of goals or attitudes of means. I think the goals of most of these groups are right in line with the rest of the student body. But as far as the means, they have different ways of going about achieving these goals. The majority of student body would tend to want to pursue normal channels to get these goals accomplished.
What would normal channels be?
Normal channels would be the Associated Students Government, the administration's committee system, the faculty's academic senate programs. These are normal channels that work in a university. A university is a place where dialogue is the most important thing, the communication between people the most important thing. Seldom are things accomplished on the university community through violence or overt acts of some kind against the establishment. I think the university community, things move more quickly within a community like the university through dialogue. Now, these groups sometimes tend to go beyond this, and this perhaps is where the difference comes in the majority of students and these groups. But like I said, I think the goals are the same for all these groups.
I would agree with George on that. I think that most students would agree with the basic goals of these groups.
What are the goals?
The goals are to make the university a more representative institution of our society, in the sense that We want more representation of Black and Chicano faculty, students, and administrative staff. And there's all the other issues included are that the university should be more responsive to the needs of the students as far as education is concerned, basically.
Which means what in terms of a student going to class? What would he see different if he goes to his history class? What would be different between what has happening now and what you propose or what these groups are proposing?
Well, it's a little difficult for me to see what they're proposing and how they see it. I would expect that a history class in the future or any class in the future would be comprised of material which would be much more relevant to what is happening in today's society. And also it would allow the students much more voice in how that course is structured and what they are doing in the class.
Well, Mike, I think to add to what Paul said on that, for example, very few Black history classes have been taught at this university, and yet...
Or in the state.
You're right there. And this is a very important part of our background, our heritage, and particularly the heritage of many Black students and many Black people in the United States. The same holds true for Mexican students, Mexican Americans. We hear very little about old Mexico's history or Southern California, Baja, except for we hear the sort of glorified version of either the castles and the palaces, or we hear the poverty approach to the whole problem. But it's more complex than that, and we haven't gone into it in the past. The same with sociology. So far, our educational system has been directed towards those who've been in the system itself, which is quite natural, and those have been white America. What's happening now is sort of an expansion of the number of different types of people involved in the university as students. We're getting Mexican Americans are coming to the university, Blacks, and yet the system still is aimed at whites. It's not really relevant to a lot of these people coming in.
If you talk about the system, then are the goals that these people are after, the United Front people, and as you say, the rest of the student body, as in terms of goals, this is what they're all looking for. Is it a basic objection to what is happening in society and to conditions existing in society, or is it an objection to the educational system?
I think it's an objection to both. The educational system itself hasn't been aimed at some of these people, and society hasn't been aimed at these people. The first place that they can help society and the whole United States on this would be hitting the university first, the place where change occurs often first, and where education is foremost. We talk about education as being the key to a lot of these problems. I think that they're aiming at society as a whole, which has been aimed at the white person, and the university second, as aimed as a white person. And they're getting at society through the university.
You know, another very basic issue in this whole discussion that's taking place on campus right now is the typical alienation of an individual or citizen from his government or his institution for which he works. And we see this in the outside world, outside the university, quite often, in the sense that people constantly feel as though they have no direct communication with the government. And this is the same feeling we have on campus, and students shouldn't be made to feel any different than a regular citizen of the university community. And we're striving to have a larger student voice in administrative decisions and course structuring, hiring of faculty, etc.
But do you think that students who are in the educational process can effectively administer and determine the course of, for instance, funds earmarked for education, as well as people who are doing this professionally, as well as administrators and people who are being hired and paid to organize and to administer our schools?
Mike, let me say this about that. I don't think that they can do it better, say. I think that together with the administration, the total product will be a better approach. Working together, they'll get a better approach to the whole thing, a better administration, a better system of courses, and a better system of education. One group by itself seems to get cut off from the other two groups, faculty, administration, and students. If we can do it together in the spirit of a community, it'll be for the betterment of the whole community.
Yeah, Mike, I certainly wouldn't propose that students take over the university. That was not the intent at all. But I think we should work with the faculty and with the administration in advising them on how students see things and perhaps making the institution a little more responsive to their needs as they go through.
And this would be in terms of what you just mentioned before about the history class, certain changes that might take place.
Yes. Oftentimes faculty aren't good teachers, and I think everyone is aware of this. Oftentimes they're just merely scholars, and they aren't serving the students' needs as well as they could be, perhaps. So students should have a voice in saying they want a better teacher, and I think most students could...
Well, what are the main goals of the university? To teach or to do research?
Well, that's been a problem, it's a topic of discussion for many years, Mike. I don't know if we can go into it now, but the goals have been teaching and research. And because the students are taught, many students feel that they're the ones who can decide and add quite a bit of knowledge on decisions of whether a person is a good teacher. To judge his research and his scholarly ability and research field, the faculty is perfect for that, and I don't think students would even want to enter that area. They give up that sort of responsibility or that what somebody would call a right. But they're concerned with the teaching aspect and what courses are offered and what they're going to learn there. And students are very interested these days in what kind of education they're getting. They just want to add to the overall knowledge about a teacher and a course and the whole institution itself. And I think they can. I really think they can add a great deal.
That's not what they're talking about when they say they want to shut down the school, though.
They don't say they want to shut down the school, I don't think. Where have you heard that?
Well,
see, that's just it, Mike.
We can't pinpoint people, but there are strikes going on several campuses just in this state.
Well, see, I think that's a problem. A strike going on in a campus, sometimes it's blown up by the news. At Berkeley, there's supposedly a full-scale strike going on, and yet only 100 people or 200 people are on strike out of 28,000 people. Now, I hardly call it a strike, and it's unfortunate that it gets that kind of publicity. I wish we could get out and tell the people exactly what's happening on the campuses, but as long as a strike seems to make news, people want to make news of it.
What's the possibility of the strike on the UCSB campus?
I think it's almost minimal. There seems to be no such support for such a movement, and I think most students are most interested in learning and perhaps solving some of the problems that have been raised.
Mike, I think people want to go to class and they want to go to school. At the same time, they want to improve their school, improve their institution. And to strike is something that's just not in their minds right now.
So when you mentioned before, you said that the goals were somewhat parallel. Do you think that now the means are becoming parallel too, as the chancellor and these representatives of the United Front are discussing more?
Well, as the institution responds, sort of radical steps to change the institution fall back. While the institution is doing what you want it to do, even those radicals have no kind of a gripe against the institution or the administration in any way. And I think the administration is responding, and I think the students are responding in a proper fashion.
I think most students you'll find on the UCSB campus are result-oriented in the sense that they want to see results, they want to see things changed and improved, and not so interested in demonstrating and protesting merely for the sake of protesting.
How different are UCSB students from students at other UC campuses?
I really don't think they're that significantly different than, say, students in Berkeley.
It's not the sleepy campus by the sea?
No, I think UCSB is easily on the caliber of Berkeley and UCLA, only in the sense that the undergraduate curriculum is equally as good, perhaps better. Only on the graduate level are we still behind, but that's only because we haven't enrolled as many graduate students as UCLA and Berkeley have already.
I think one thing we have advantage over Berkeley is the community at large here seems to be a lot more responsive to a university within their community. Berkeley has a lot of trouble with the people outside their community understanding them, and I think the Santa Barbara community is just a fine place to have a university system.
I think we also might give a little credit to our administration, who has been more than willing to sit down and talk to students, negotiate with them when they have complaints and problems, make them feel as though they do have a say in the voice of in the direction in which the university is taking. And I think Dr. Cheadle and Dr. Goodspeed and people like this are largely responsible for the fine atmosphere of dialogue and understanding on our campus today.
Well, this atmosphere evidently was not so good if these students, of these United Front students, have come up with these demands of things that are wrong. Are these things that the administration did not realize were taking place, or are the United Front people just after the same goals through different means? They want to get things faster than through normal channels, as you've already mentioned.
I think you hit it on the head, Mike, there with your statement that they are primarily looking for faster results than the administration can come up with. And I think by putting pressure on the administration, they feel as though the administration can just accomplish things overnight. I think it's merely a misunderstanding on their part, just to, you know, the administrative functioning.
Well, as far as you fellows know, is the Santa Barbara campus administration physically able to put into effect all the things that have been asked for, or do these things have to go to the regents for approval?
Mike, nearly all the demands that were made, and we all hate to use the word demand, so all the suggestions that were made by this group can be put into effect, and they will be put into effect. A lot of them are in the process of becoming in effect, such as some of the black studies courses and things like this. A few of them will have to go to the regents. There was a request for a certain number of blacks and Mexican Americans on campus next year, and a request like that would mean more money and so forth. It might have to go to the regents, but I think a majority of the demands can be met and will be met by the administration. this is something the administration planned to do already, I might say. It's not something that they're backing to do, and it's something they've got under their long-range plans. These groups just would like to see them a little faster.
Okay, that's good.
One thing more, Mike, I'd like to say just before we close here is that
stop.
I think...
Many of the complaints leveled at our universities in recent years have dealt with faculty. Among other things, it has been said that the problem of political interference within the university has stemmed from an involvement in politics on the part of the faculty members. It has been said that the university professors should not become actively involved in local, state, or national politics, that they should not become involved to the extent that their actions are apparent to students on campus. The mistaken belief that faculty members can have no active life outside the university has long been a threat to higher education and an obstacle to attracting good men to faculty positions. The belief rests upon all too great a respect, or rather worship, for the textbook or classroom. Within the textbook lies divine authority, within the world half-truth. Those who follow this line of thinking say that we should keep our faculty free of other interests and concerned only with the truth they know so well within each professor's particular discipline. This attempt to smother academic life, the active life, particularly of political interests, of faculty members not only abridges their personal freedom, not only cuts a tie between the ivory tower and society, but also robs our communities of intelligent, active citizens. We must retain the right of faculty members to a full role in the community outside of the classroom. This task can be aided by the associated students in two ways. They are by no means the only answers. First, we must encourage responsible involvement of the faculty in the community. Projects such as the Community Center in Santa Barbara or leading the fight for conservation of the ocean fronts within the county can be of real service to the area and at the same time establish solid relationships between members of the faculty and members of the community. A combined effort of faculty members and community members, particularly in those faculty members in the field of geology, might have prevented the oil leak crisis we are faced with today. Second, the associated students, with the help of faculty and administration, must review the policies regarding the subject of tenure and academic freedom within the classroom. Although most accusations from those outside the university seem to hold little basis, there is sufficient evidence to question whether teaching and academic pursuits are fostered by a system that places little control on the teachings within the classroom and allows faculty members to remain untouchable or immune to criticism. Our ability to deal with the problems within the academic framework will determine whether or not they are picked up and distorted by those outside the university. The university must resolve these issues, and we must and can only resolve these issues with the faith and support of the Santa Barbara community.